The Israeli military surveilled and raided these study groups, terming them, quote, cells of illegal education, unquote. Students and faculty were arrested, interrogated, and sentenced to military prison for, quote unquote, public order offenses, for their participation in study groups, or even just for possession of a textbook. Nevertheless, Palestinian students and faculty continued to hold classes in defiance of Israeli military orders and kept the university alive. Sustained resistance across the OPT and the Palestinian Academic Freedom Network campaign in the United States that generated congressional pressure ultimately forced Israel to permit Palestinians to return to their campuses. With the outbreak of the Second Intifada in 2000, Israel tightened its control over Palestinian movement and further limited opportunities for students to travel within and outside the OPT to pursue higher education. The Israeli government severed ties between academic institutions in the occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip, preventing joint research, teaching, and collaboration across Palestinian universities. In the occupied Gaza Strip, the Israeli military issued a blanket travel ban, preventing students from studying at West Bank universities or at institutions abroad. In the occupied West Bank, the Israeli military constructed a checkpoint on the main road to Brzeit University to hinder student access to campus, limiting their window for learning and using their commute to class as an opportunity to surveil and interrogate them. While Brzeit University was most frequently targeted throughout the Second Intifada, the Israeli military routinely invaded all Palestinian universities to intimidate and arrest both faculty and students. Israeli military invasions of Palestinian campuses remain routine, including the use of tear gas, rubber bullets, and live ammunition. In 2014, the Israeli military raided the campuses of Rosetta University, the Arab American University in Jenin, and the Palestine Polytechnic University in Hebron, confiscating computers, banners, and student union materials. In 2016 and 2017, the Israeli military raided student union offices and other buildings at Brzeit University and Al-Quds University, damaging property and confiscating computers, flags, banners, and political materials. Following repeated raids on the Palestine Technical University in Tel Karm, in 2015, the Israeli military formed a temporary base and shooting range for military training on campus. Throughout its use of the base, the Israeli military injured at least 138 faculty and students with live ammunition, and the campus became a site of regular student protests met with violent repression by the Israeli military. In 2018, the Israeli military regularly stationed soldiers outside the Palestine Technical University campus in the Al-Arub refugee camp, where they surveilled, interrogated, and injured students. The Israeli military raided the Al-Quds University campus in the occupied East Jerusalem neighborhood of Abu Dis every year between 2015 and 2019, confiscating political materials and injuring students. At Al-Quds University's Hind Al-Husseini Women's College in Sheikh Jarrah, Israel banned an academic conference in 2018, detaining conference participants and temporarily shutting down the campus as punishment. In offensives on the Gaza Strip, the Israeli military has repeatedly targeted Palestinian universities and colleges in aerial and land strikes, killing and injuring students, faculty, and staff. The strikes continually destroy campus infrastructure, which is rebuilt and then again devastated. In the 2008 to 2009 offensive, 14 of the 15 institutions of higher education in Gaza were damaged by Israeli military fire, with six of them directly targeted. Three colleges and six campus buildings were entirely destroyed. In the 2012 bombardment, seven universities were damaged by Israeli airstrikes.